So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 26th chapter, called King Puranjana Goes to the Forest to Hunt, verse number 13. Tripto hrishtak sudriptascha, Gandharpa krishta manasaha, Navyachashta vararoham Grihinim griham medinim. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After taking his dinner and having his thirst and hunger satisfied, King Puranjana felt joy within his heart. Instead of being elevated to a higher consciousness, he became captivated by Cupid and was moved by a desire to find his wife who kept him satisfied in his household life. Purport. This verse is very significant for those desiring to elevate themselves to a higher level of Krishna consciousness. When a person is initiated by a spiritual master, he changes his habits and does not eat undesirable eatables or engage in the eating of meat. The drinking of liquor elicits sex or gambling. Sattvika ahara, foodstuffs in the mode of goodness, are described in the Shastras as wheat, rice, vegetables, fruits, milk, sugar and milk products. Simple food like rice, dal, chapatis, vegetables, milk and sugar constitute a balanced diet, but sometimes it's found that an initiated person in the name of prasad eats very luxurious foodstuff. Due to his past sinful life, he becomes attracted by Cupid and eats good food voraciously. It is clearly visible that when a neophyte in Krishna consciousness eats too much, he falls down. Instead of being elevated to pure Krishna consciousness, he becomes attracted by Cupid. The so-called brahmacharis becomes agitated by women, and the vanaprastha may again be captivated into having sex with his wife, or he may begin to search out another wife. Due to some sentiment, he may give up his own wife and come into the association of devotees and a spiritual master, but due to his past sinful life, he cannot stay. Instead of being elevated to Krishna consciousness, he falls down being attracted by Cupid and takes to another wife for sex enjoyment. The fall of the neophyte devotee from the path of Krishna consciousness down to material life is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17 by Narada Muni. Tyaktva svadharmam charanambucham hare bhajan apakvo tvapatit tato yadi Yatrakva Vabhadram Abhut Amushyakim Kovartha Apto Bhajatam Svadharmata. This indicates that also a neophyte devotee may fall down from the path of Krishna consciousness due to his immaturity. His service to Krishna never goes in vain. However, a person who remains steadfast in his family duty or so-called social or family obligations but does not take to Krishna consciousness receives no profit. One who comes to Krishna consciousness must be very cautious and refrain from prohibited activities as defined by Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita. Atyaharah prayasascha prajalponiyam agrahah janasangash chalaulayam cha sadbhir bhaktir vinashyati. A neophyte devotee should neither eat too much nor collect more money than necessary. Eating too much or collecting too much is called atihara. For such atihara, one must endeavor very much. This is called prayas. Superficially, one may show himself to be very much faithful to the rules and regulations, but at the same time not fixed in the regulative principles. This is called niyamagraha. By mixing with undesirable persons or jana sangha, one becomes stained with lust and greed and falls down from the path of devotional service. Okay. So, I will read one more verse. After taking his dinner and having his thirst and hunger satisfied, King Puranchan felt some joy within his heart. Instead of being elevated to a higher consciousness, he became captivated by Cupid and was moved by a desire to find his wife, who kept him satisfied in his household life. This is my first class, so if I will be too nervous, I want to apologize already for it. And so Srila Prabhupada, in first sentence of purport, he said that this verse is very significant for those desiring to elevate themselves to a higher level of Krishna consciousness. Why he says that it's very significant? It's because this verse warning us against activities which we need to be cautious, which are, does somebody remember some of them? Yeah. Some others? Yeah, there is also, in the back of purport there is mentioned the six prohibitive activities from, yeah. So these qualities mentioned from Nectar of Instructions is overeating too much, or overeating or too much collecting, over endeavoring for mundane things, idle talk or prachalpa, too much attachment to or too much neglect of rules and regulations, association with worldly minded persons, being greedy for mundane achievement. And there is one more thing which causes fall, and it's mentioned in this verse. It was not translated, but if you go word by word translation, there is Sudriptaha, being very proud. So okay. So it seems that this six activities from Nectar of Instructions and being proud are very dangerous things for us to execute devotional service. These activities can be compared, like if you ever played these board games, you go from beginning till end, and sometimes there are good fields on which if you step you can go few more in front, or you can throw more dice so you can go faster. This can be compared like service to Vaishnavas or some activity which we pleased Krishna. And there are also bad fields. If we step on them, we need to wait two moves or we need to go back. And sometimes there is also one very bad field which sent us completely out of game, and we need to wait a long time before we will get six. Okay, so I would like to speak about three of them. So first I would like to speak about being very proud, which I have some experience, and second about overeating, and third about association. So being very proud, in many countries it's known this pride comes before fall. because when we are proud, it's when we are proud, it's already sure that fall will come. And what is wrong with pride? It reduces our ability to learn, to go forward. Because if we are proud, we think I'm so advanced, or I'm already so senior. So we don't see reason to learn more or to go more. It's like if I will think that I'm so good on computers, I don't need to learn anything more, and my process will stop by this, at least. And so we should be humble. And Bhaktivedanta Purnaswami in one class, he defined humility as that we accept our situation, that we accept our position. So we should be humble and accept our position. We don't need to think that we are something more than we are at this moment. And sometimes it can look a little discouraging when we see our current situation or like current advancement. But we can see it also from different perspective, and it can give us inspiration to continue, because we can still see how many adventures are in front of us. It's like we can still experience so many times how Krishna is wonderful, merciful. And if we consider that we are so advanced, we don't give space to Krishna to show us all these qualities. So, yeah. So this is what I wanted to speak about, being very proud. Is there are some questions? Okay, or comments? Yeah, if you accept situation, you know on which field you're standing now, and you can move this, you know, in front. And yeah, there is lamentation can be there. Like pure devotees, they always lament how they are fallen, how they don't have enough devotion. But we should not use this lamentation to go to mode of ignorance, but we should use it as power to move forward and do more progress. Yeah, if we study books and we see descriptions, and if we sincerely look into our heart, we see, for example, I see many things there. So after I cannot think, okay, I'm pure devotee, for example, or you know, there are different descriptions of different platforms, so I can see that I'm still beginner devotee. If I will not accept this and think about myself that I am pure devotee, or you know, that I have already prema, or I am like I don't know, liberated, I don't have material desires, it's illusion. So I can be proud, or I am proud, but still if we have wish to become nice devotees, and to serve Krishna nicely, he can give us some intelligence and show us that you are not as on this platform which you think you are, and he's showing us through all other devotees or through different situations that maybe you are not so transcendental as you think. Like one devotee, few years ago, he had mood like that he was thinking, or he was quoting a lot of Goswamis, and we have some tendency to not to go in footsteps but to imitate, but on our platform it can kill us, or you know, we will find sooner or later that it's not our platform.
Yeah,
can be. Yeah. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, but some devotees, if they are proud, they just don't want to listen it. If you go forward, if you go through these fields, you just get it very easily. If you want to hold that, no, I'm advanced, Krishna will tell you from one side, Krishna will tell you from another side, but you are still so blind that you don't get it. So you don't get it as, it will not manifest as more attraction to Krishna. But if you're trying to continue and be humble, even if Krishna smash you, it increases your attraction towards him, because you see how he is merciful. Okay. Yeah? Yeah, this, I'm quite good criticator, so I make decision that, which I want to speak also in part about association, that we have tendency to criticize, but as more we go to mode of goodness, we have more stronger to control these inclinations or these desires. So we should continue in process, chant. We should try to go to at least to mode of goodness, in which we will see everything more clear, and we will be able to work on it better. Because I see that I criticize a lot, but you know, especially when you have bad association which supports, you are in circle which you cannot go out. So you see it, but you cannot do anything. But when we will be more in better qualities, in higher qualities, we can already make more decisions, and by this we can reduce and reduce. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but sometimes many times we are those who criticize. So it's like if I will come to you and start to criticize Dinadala Prabhu or somebody, you have to chant and you should try to stop me, or you should leave, or at least you should not take it. But as I understand, Suryakant Prabhu was thinking what to do when we are one who are guilty in this, no? Yeah. So, yeah, if somebody comes to you and criticize, if you cannot leave or stop him, you try to not hear it or not take it. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Okay. So, if nobody has anything more, I will move to eating too much. Maharaj Prabhu, what time class has to finish? It's it. So eating too much or too luxurious? Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita 6:16. That there is no possibility of one's becoming a yogi or Arjuna if one eats too much or eats too little, sleeps too much or does not sleep enough. So in purpose we can read that Srila Prabhupada doesn't speak when he speak about eating too much. He doesn't speak just about quantity but also quality. He mentioned special meat eating, and on some places is mentioned too rich food, like, or here in purport is luxurious food. So it's definitely not good to sleep to eat too much, because there are some effects of it. Overeating is source of many diseases. It's one main reason of diseases. It's also, too much eating. There is process in Bhagavad Gita is written that too much eating directs us to too much dreaming. When we dream too much, we need to sleep more, and when we sleep too much, we are more in mode of ignorance, and in mode of ignorance we develop laziness. So in spiritual life, laziness is not auspicious so much, because we will not want to serve enough. There is also in Brahmachari book from Bhakti Vikas Swami, he has section about food. Because food is also very much connected with sexual desire, so he says that eating too much or too luxurious food so he said that desire to control others, desire to eat so much food, desire to release anger without reasons, this is just all different manifestation of sexual desire. Or there is also desire of impress others. So this is all manifestation, different manifestation of sexual desire. Yeah, so and he warns brahmacharis that if we eat too much food or too rich food, and he named too rich food like oily food, too very spicy food, mainly sweets, sweets he specially mentioned, and like sugar and also honey. This makes our senses very strong, much stronger, so we maybe don't have power to control them. And there is also hope for us, or at least for me, because I have quite attachment to prasadam and I like to eat. So it's also from Bhaktikash Swami. He wrote, some devotees lament their inability to control the tongue while taking prasad, but there is no reason for disappointment. By following the vow of taking only Krishna prasad, the tongue is already controlled in as much as it is restrained from all nonsense foods. And if we simply continue patiently with our devotional service, the tendency to overeat will automatically be overcome in course of time. Krishna will help us. And if we still, after some time, if we will have this desire to overeat, Krishna Kshetra Prabhu mentioned that we don't need to worry, because after a few years we will not be able to eat anyway. Because which I can experience, because first year we ate lot, and after a few years your organism cannot handle anymore. So it's automatically. It's automatically arranged. If you don't get touched, if you don't detached, you will anyway not be able to do it. So there is no problem. And I forgot to mention that also Srila Prabhupada specially make point that we should eat foodstuff which is offered. It's also in Bhagavad Gita mentioned. Because if we don't offer, it's anti-glass and it's sinful. So, anybody has any questions, comments? Yeah.
If you drink too much.
Oh, drink. Oh, so I meant eat.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You should drink
blood, it's healthy. No. It's.
Because when you eat too much.
Ah, no. So I maybe said bad word. So when you eat too much, you need dreaming. Yeah, it's in Bhagavad Gita. It's described that if you eat too much, you need more dream at night. When you dream, there is automatically longer sleeping, and by this we go to mode of ignorance, and you know, in mode of ignorance there is no hope. So, yeah.
I thought you meant drinking, because as a matter of fact, in a book on survival in the desert, I read that if you find yourself in a place where there is no water, you shouldn't eat, because eating is draining the water for digestion. So therefore, I thought indeed, okay.
No, it was dreaming. Okay. So something else. Okay. Where is it?
Chris.
Yeah.
About there must be also very nice day for Shalom. That's important, because if it's not rain, it's old, it's stale, or it's rough, doesn't have a good smell, then that's not good. It's in the world of passion or ignorance.
Yeah.
You mentioned different things like sugar and chili. But if they're used in proper amount, they're not so dangerous.
Yeah,
much, then they're a problem.
With spice, I said that when it's too much.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
It must be very good, it must taste good. That's such a good action.
Yeah.
There's also a thing that I never really understand, that it says you shouldn't eat luxurious foods. That's especially like mahasana.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because Srila Prabhupada said in some conversations and letters, because Because I read in book from I think Urmila Mataji, there is about Grihastha Ashram, and there is conversation that one temple commander or temple president, he fell down with some other girl than his wife, and Prabhupada wrote him that this girl should be on different place than him, and that he should eat very simple food now, that he should not eat like rich food. And in Brahmachari book it's mentioned that this rich foods means like oily, and so which Mahaprasam is, but Srila Prabhupada said you should eat little of these foods. So like here in Prabhupada he mentioned that we simple food like rice, dal, chapatis, vegetables, milk and milk products. But if we cook for Krishna, we of course cook, you know, opulent. But we don't expect that for example one devotee will eat every day full offering from Krishna, because he will get sick, and at least he will get sick after some time, most probably. Yeah.
Good prasadam can also be very sick.
Yeah.
It smells nice, tastes good, can be very sick.
But unfortunately, if you are yeah, but most of us, they are dependent on what we get. So sometimes we cannot so much choose. But simple, what is my experience, that when I eat simple food, my mind is very satisfied. I am not tired so much. It's best. And when you said that food should be tasty and nice, yeah, Bhaktivedya Purnaswami also said that we should eat healthy food. But he said that healthy food should be also tasty, so it has better effect for us. If somebody will give us some food which is maybe healthy, but if we will not like it at all, most of us will choose something what is not so good for health. Yeah. Yes. Feast. I don't know exactly. I heard that Prabhupada said for devotees that we should eat simple during week, and Sunday feast is some kind like that you can enjoy. Yeah. In Czech we ate quite, you know, very simple prasadam. You have kitri, chapatis. For lunch you have some sabji. So over a week you eat quite simple, and on Sunday feast it's just some like cultural, and also you can enjoy if you have such need. And yeah, there is like 3-4 sabjis, 3 sweets. It's very big feast. It's very big. But also it's not so big problem, because you have 1 week. You know, your body can manage when it's just like this. But if you eat non-stop, maybe not so much heavy, but non-stop heavy food, body after some time cannot take it, or most bodies. Yeah. So with Sunday feast, I never read anything, but devotees quote Prabhupada. You are from Vanipedia, so you should have some quotes that Prabhupada says about feasts. And in Lilamrita there is some descriptions that Prabhupada was inspiring devotees to eat. He was serving himself, and he liked to see devotees eating. And every day also we chant, or we should chant Mangala Arati. And there is written about 4 kinds of foods. And how it's translation exactly? Yes. Yeah. So. And biting also. Yeah. So, this is part for Vanipedia to find how it's about Sunday feast. So something more? Okay, so I will quickly say about association. I didn't prepare it nicely. So association is very important thing in our lives. It's also in purport. Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse from Bhagavatam, where Narada Muni speaks about somebody who can fall, but he has still better benefit than somebody who never engaged in devotional service. And when I read purport for this verse, Prabhupada also mentioned that association, which is also stressed, or which is mentioned here on end of purport. And I was thinking why association is so important, because association either can take us up or can take us down. And so we should be very careful how we associate. And of course we don't associate so much with people outside, with pure materialist, but sometimes it's even more dangerous to associate with devotees, because if you go outside and you have to speak with somebody, you are very cautious, because you know, okay, he's materialist, so you are very, very careful. But if you see devotee, you consider, okay, he's devotee, but if there is this idle talk or criticizing, you can go very much in troubles. So, and because we have each other's association, and some of us or most of us are maybe not pure devotees yet, it means that we have some inclinations to make wrong things. So that we have some good qualities, everybody has some good qualities, but most people also have some inauspicious qualities, which we still have to fight, some anarthas. So this association, yeah, when we associate with devotees, we should use our intelligence, which we should sharp by studying. By this we will be able more quickly recognize that this is not good to do. So, as I mentioned before to Suryakant Prabhu, I have special problem with criticizing, because I have very good ability to find faults in myself and also in others. So I have one proposal, because as Srila Prabhupada many times he mentioned that our process is scientific. So if you do some scientific experiment, normally you do that you want to prove something, so you try, how to say, yeah, experiment. You try and you see what are results, and you make different writings, and after they make conclusion. So if we can read on different places how association is important and how good qualities are important, we can try for some time to be very strict. So when you see some in your mind, you just try to not speak it. Or when somebody tries to engage you in some not Krishna conscious activity, we can try to stop it, and we will see after some time if it's working or not. Yeah. Okay, I think it's enough. I wanted to speak about association more, but I think I will not be able to make it quickly to some organized way. I'm quite busy last day, so yeah.
About association, how things work, you know, when you have that association. For example, sometimes you just hear some familiar sound or something, and then the whole picture comes. perhaps from the past or whatever. So it's just one sound in the air, and you know, the whole emotional process is starting. So when you associate with people who are not in Krishna consciousness, then you know, we hear so many sounds from them which remind us of nonsense. And from that, you know, wrong feelings are awakened. So that's the problem. But when we associate with devotees, then the proper feelings are awakened. And we become attached to Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So many times we just criticize someone, at least for myself, and I think that, yeah, but it's very important that I say this, it's preaching, and so how to counter that, you know. Like it was mentioned, you have to glorify the Lord.
No.
But sometimes you feel that I have to,
yeah, some things. Yeah. Some things like if somebody is doing something wrong, we should not be silent, otherwise we support it. By our silence, we agree. In Czech it said, silence means agreement. So if we see that, for example, somebody will start to sell drugs here or give drugs to devotees, we should definitely do something. And but there are different ways. Because we can try to approach that person directly. If it's intelligent person or if it's my friend, I can try to tell him directly. If that person is, you know, not my friend or not intelligent, because intelligent person take advice also from enemy, or he's able to take it. So if our relationship is not good enough that I can correct you or, you know, tell that this is wrong directly, we should go through some higher. Because if somebody is in ISKCON, there is always some structure, so we can always go from top. So for example, if you will start to make nonsense and we have not, if we will be no good friends, I will most probably have to go like to ask Vishnu, can you speak with him, because he cannot do this in temple. And so if I will not do anything, I will at least feel guilty that I'm supporting it. It's like if I'm in charge of internet and somebody will go to some very bad websites and I see in history, I need to try at least do my best to, you know, to stop, otherwise I'm supporter of this.
Yeah. And I get that I was criticizing you, and we're always thinking that it's very important that we discuss this for the, you know. So how to, but now you're saying, no, it's really important, you should do that.
No, it depends, like if you see something, you know, what you can change or what you should do, okay, you report it or you try to communicate. But if you just constantly speak about it, and especially with somebody who cannot change it, it's waste of time. It's prajalpa, at least. If it's not criticizing devotees, it's at least prajalpa. Like if I will speak about, you know, this Bhakta Parfi, about that, for example, you, I don't know, you do something wrong, what's result? If I will speak Vishnumurti, it's, there is okay, because he can influence you. So there is some chance that it can get fixed. But if I speak with somebody who doesn't, it's just our material desires. That we have desire to criticize, we have, so I see in, yeah. But even if I want to help him, I sometimes need to go through authority. Because for example, if I want to, you know, correct you, you will not accept it from me or somebody who is much older. So even if it's pure like compassion that you want to help that person, sometimes you see that person will not take it from me. So you go through authority because there is bigger chance that he will take it, or you ask some friend because there is better chance that he will listen from friend than. Yeah. Yeah. Like you know myself, I'm very, I can tell you straightly, but there is, I am learning that it's just, you know, destroying good relationship, and it doesn't help because we have condition that sometimes we just don't accept from different places. I hope that I will develop, you know, enough intelligence to hear also my enemies. So that I can be able to learn more. Because many times for me it happened, I was reading once here on a reception, and one new devotee, like new in sense that he joined a few years after me, he came and he started to preach to me. But when he started to speak, I felt like this Krishna is speaking through him. Because, wow, it was perfect. So we should hope that we will have also enough intelligence and humility to listen our enemies, because especially our enemies will tell us something good for us. Yeah. So?
Yeah, because when I recognize myself, sometimes I miss things and I feel the need to talk about it. Just to sort it out.
Yeah, this can help if you just talk and don't try to, like, some like for example, some people, they can have some problem that somebody abused them or something bad happened to them. So it's good to speak it out with somebody who you trust and get some kind of detachment. Or Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, because once I asked him, because when I was in Czech temple, it was very, very intense for me there. It's like Radosh is much more relaxed. So so I asked him what to do with our mind, that if mind is too crazy sometimes, too wild. And he said, you can write letter to somebody like Narada Muni, or just write letter you will never give to anybody. By this you put it in front of you on paper and you get some kind of distance, and you see it from completely different perspective, and also you got it out, and it can help. And I tried and it was really good. I was doing it for many, many days, like let's say half year. Yeah. But if I will always come back, yeah, they did me this and did me this, it seems it's not helping. It seems it's again just some material desire to, you know, some mostly motive ignorance, because you complain, or how is this word? Complain. Yeah. Okay, so it's already late, so thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.